My guest at this time is Patrick Murray. He is director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute at Monmouth University in New Jersey. The organization has just released its latest survey on the South Carolina primary, and the results look pretty good for Mitt Romney, but not necessarily a runaway with still a few days to go here. And Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, it's certainly good news for Mitt Romney. He's got a double-digit lead, 33% for him, 22% for Newt Gingrich, 14 for Rick Santorum, 12 for Ron Paul. How does this compare to where things were the last time you took a survey?
Well, this is our first survey in South Carolina. We've been looking around the country, and voters who are looking for somebody who can win against Barack Obama seem to be coalescing right now around Mitt Romney. And South Carolina had that reputation for selecting the eventual nominee. Whoever comes out of South Carolina gets the nomination. And they look hard at those kinds of characteristics, somebody who they think can win, even if they don't necessarily share the same values as that candidate.
That number was pretty split, though. They still do seem to care quite a bit about the candidate sharing what they believe. But as we saw in other states, as we got closer to Election Day, electability is certainly a factor. With both factors playing a role here, which one tends to win over once somebody gets in the booth?
I think when somebody gets in the booth, it ends up being defeat Obama, particularly for diehard Republicans. And I think this is why Romney continues to do well, and that's why his lead, I think, is building in South Carolina, is that there isn't one single conservative candidate who those to the right side of the party can coalesce around. There really are splitting the votes between Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum right now, which is allowing Mitt Romney to come out ahead, get into voters who feel that they're on the same page as him, particularly in South Carolina. Those would be the low country coastal voters who are more in line with the moderate views of the party. But he's winning a majority of people who say that they want to beat Obama. That's more important to them. So you put those things together, and that is really the formula for Romney's success right now.
And a couple other categories that you ask about in the survey, it looks like Romney is doing much better than I think a lot of people would suspect among evangelical voters and among Tea Party enthusiasts. Both are pluralities, but he is ahead. And if he's ahead against the likes of Gingrich and Santorum, who are trying to be the conservative alternative, that doesn't leave them much wiggle room, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's really the problem. Gingrich and Santorum were one candidate. They'd be winning those demographics outright. But they really are splitting that vote and allowing Romney to win almost every category.
What about a guy like Ron Paul? He obviously has a following. It's a little bit different than the other candidates, but it's very loyal, very enthusiastic, and obviously he finished well in New Hampshire. What's he looking like in South Carolina?
Yeah, he's polling now about 12%, but that's a solid 12%. People who come out for Ron Paul are coming out because of Ron Paul. One of the things that's interesting in the polling, both in South Carolina, as well as the exit polls that we saw coming out of Iowa and New Hampshire, are that people who are coming out in these primaries to vote for Ron Paul are folks who may not necessarily support the eventual Republican nominee in November. That if there's a third-party Libertarian candidate, especially if it's Ron Paul, on the ballot in November, they might veer off and put their vote with that third-party candidate rather than with the Republican.
How set are these voters on their preferred candidate with a few days to go here? Some of these other surveys that we've looked at show that just like in Iowa, just like in New Hampshire, about half the electorate says they could still change their mind.
I think South Carolina voters are getting a little more set than those in New Hampshire and Iowa were. In Iowa and New Hampshire, the field was still pretty much up for grabs. South Carolina voters are now looking much more seriously at just a few contenders who they think can go on and win in November. And I think we're looking at a polling that's pretty much set. That doesn't mean that there can still be, there's still not room for surges. Gingrich can do well, particularly after the debate performance last night. Santorum can do well, particularly after the endorsement that he got from the evangelical leaders on Sunday. These were too late for us to pick up in our polls, but they can still do well and make this a much closer race. But most voters now are pretty much in the decided category.
John Huntsman only at 4%. I'm guessing that his withdrawal doesn't make much of a difference on Saturday?
No. What we found looking at the internals and the polling numbers and also looking at New Hampshire and Iowa is that many John Huntsman voters were protest voters. They weren't people who would necessarily go to Romney. Those are people who probably wouldn't show up at all, that they're just unhappy with their choices in the field, and they picked John Huntsman because he was the one on the outside. So I don't think it helps or hurts any candidate that he's dropping out. His votes don't necessarily go to Mitt Romney. They don't help him. They don't hurt him.
Patrick, as we get further along in this process, and while the delegate numbers aren't very big yet, the momentum and the money situation certainly is becoming bigger and bigger factors here. So is there much that Santorum, Gingrich, Perry, and Paul can say at this point that's going to leapfrog them over Mitt Romney, or does something very negative need to happen to Mitt Romney for them to have much of a chance, especially if Romney wins on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to need to be something negative. It's going to be something that undermines Romney's credibility as the electable candidate, as the candidate who can beat Obama, because right now he is sitting in the catbird seat with this, and if he wins on Saturday, he'll go on to Florida and win there, and it's game over.
What appeared to be a potentially contested convention doesn't seem to be headed that way at all. Patrick, thank you very much for your time and your analysis of what's going on in South Carolina.
Pleasure.
Patrick Murray is director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute at Monmouth University in New Jersey. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.